Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Friday, the seventh day of October, 2005. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the second hour, Jim Tucker, who we've been interviewing for a decade, is coming on to talk about his new book, The Bilderberg Journal, that we're incidentally carrying at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. His more than a quarter century of covering and infiltrating and spying on and stealing from, in his own words, sneaking in and getting their documents, is more than a quarter century of infiltrating this enemy of free humans everywhere and exposing these international bankers and royalty that literally think we're a bunch of animals. So, Jim Tucker, really this is kind of a memoir, I would say, just an index, though, of the highlights, the most important things that came out of each meeting and the information that Jim was able to ferret out of them. Just an amazing book as it chronicles over a quarter century of investigation. I mean, he could write a book about one single infiltration, one single year, the adventures, the arrests, the detainments, the climbing through drains, under roads, sneaking through windows, being chased by men in dark sedans and dark sunglasses. And so we've added it to the bookstore at Infowars.com. And you can also call, of course, and get it at 1-888-253-3139. And Jim Tucker is joining us coming up in the next hour. Of course, we're going to have wide open phones today as well. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. 1-800-259-9231. Rove to testify again in grand jury's CIA leak probe. Prosecutors warning that Bush advisor could be indicted suggests new information may have emerged. So this lends some credibility to some of the people out there saying that Karl Rove is going to be indicted. But we've always known he could be indicted. I mean, they've had a grand jury impaneled looking at that up in Chicago. But we saw similar things with Bill Clinton. And it seems that the elite likes to basically hold people's feet to the fire and have the sword of Damocles above their necks, ready to guillotine them. But we'll get into that article also. ABC News, 19 terrorists deployed to hit subways. Ah, yes, right when there's news about Rove and Bush being in trouble, magically out of the jack-in-the-box, pops Al Ciaita, this time Lord Bloomberg, warning everyone, and then Bush gets to be the comforter. No, it's no problem, don't worry, I'm your father figure, I'll keep you safe, just give me control, let me use the troops on you, everything's fine. Wheels coming off White House is Bush-Cheney indictments pending. ABC News, usually a neocon mouthpiece, is now confirming through George Stephanopoulos that reliable sources claim Bush-Cheney indictments are coming down from the Valerie Plame grand jury probe. Well, we can only hope and pray. That would be fabulous. But not if people then think we've defeated the New World Order and we can go back to sleep. That would be the globalists just removing a birdcage liner and starting afresh. That's all this is. They're puppets. Bush will veto anti-torture law after Senate vote. Oh, yeah. First they said torture's good. Then they said, oh, no, we're not for torture when people saw the images. Some of the screened images. That's the images they let you see. Okay, out of thousands of photos and videos. Now it's okay, we're for torture. And you know what? No laws against it. So we'll get into that, too. There's just so much news today. Very important broadcast. And the blockage is now gone. You can check out Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv to your heart's content. We hope you will.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, my friends. Again, thank you for joining us. Jim Tucker coming on to talk about, well, really his memoir, but it's a chronicle of over a quarter century documenting the global elite's criminal activities. Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, and we're going to be carrying it. We have it in stock now. We're going to be posting the link to our shopping cart up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com so you can get that. He's coming on in the next hour, so we really look forward to that. Can you imagine the fact that the Senate's trying to pass a law just regulating torture, which is bad enough, but hey, you can't beat somebody to death. You can just torture them a little bit. Oh, nope, we're not going to have that. We're not going to have a law. Nope. But wait a minute. You told the troops to torture the people. When they did torture them, you put them in prison and said that you were against torture, but we have you all over the news before that scandal broke saying torture was good, and now you are saying you'll veto a law just regulating torture, which is bad enough. You see, this is how they do it. They give you false choices. Either you accept the UN coming in and telling you how to run your country and what you can and can't do, or the United States comes in and invades you. Either way, you're dominated, subjugated, control, under total control. Well, it's the same thing with torture. Well, we're just going to regulate and control torture and have some restrictions on it. No, no, no restrictions. No, We want all-out total torture. We can beat them to death. We can torture them to death. And if they die, why, it isn't torture, Alberto Gonzalez said in multiple memos advising President Bush as his chief, counsel. Said chief counsel. Some kind of weird Freudian slip. Yes, his chief counsel, giving him chief advice. So now, though, it comes out that they want to control and restrict torture, and absolutely not. We are going to stop you. We are not about to allow that to happen. So can there be any doubt? This is on the London Telegraph today. Bush will veto anti-torture law after Senate revolt. The Bush administration pledged to veto legislation banning the torture of prisoners by U.S. troops after an overwhelming and almost unprecedented vote by loyalist congressmen. The mutiny was the latest setback for an administration facing an increasingly independent and bloody-minded legislature. But it also marked a key moment in Congress' campaign to curtail the huge powers it has granted the White House since the 2001 war against terrorism. The late-night Senate vote saw the measure forbidding torture passed by 90-9. It actually just restricts it, with most Republicans backing the measure. Both senators said the Abu Ghraib abuse scandal and similar allegations at the Guantanamo Bay prison rendered the result of a foregone conclusion. The administration's extraordinary isolation was underlined when the Senate Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist supported the amendment. Well, they have to. I mean, you can't. Do you understand that the Army's own report says that 75 to 90% of those at the 32 camps in Iraq, with tens of thousands of people in them, are families who didn't have their papers in order at checkpoints? Can you imagine pulling up to a checkpoint? It's your family. You're in there with your wife and children, and you don't have all your papers in order, so they drag you out of the vehicle. They give your car to some Iraqi loyalist who go sell it. That's been all over the foreign press, the looting by the troops, by the Iraqi troops predominantly. The former Baathists, they just put all those thugs back in power. All CIA-trained killers going back to the 80s. You know, the new army of freedom they put in over there. That's why the people are revolting. They're like, you're putting in all the Baathists again. Especially our Shiite buddies are now getting angry. But to make a long story short, then being taken to a camp where horrible, degenerate, demonic former federal prison guards are just waiting. And it is admitted. I mean, Cy Hirsch has reported on it in the New Yorker. It's been reported on in the BBC. They take young children, ladies and gentlemen, and rape them in front of their parents. They rape men's wives in front of them. They rape young women. They beat people to death. And yes, it's been reported by credible sources, and we even have the photographs. They then harvest their organs. It is so grisly, it makes your head spin. Americans were always known in the Revolutionary War, in the Civil War, World War II. We weren't the guys that committed the atrocities. We weren't perfect, but we were always, even by foreign historians, looked at in a good light as being the good guys, wearing the white hats. Very limited raping and killing. Very limited torture. If it happened, it was punished by a firing squad in many cases. Not anymore. Not anymore. We are known as the army of death. I mean, people do cringe. Literally, I've got so many Reuters and AP photos and video of the tanks with blood smeared on it, red paint, human skulls adorning antennas. You know, they drill a hole in a skull and put it down over the antenna. 666, the beast, heavy metal music blaring. I mean, I've seen video clips of this on the web. They trade this on the web. There's a whole industry of dead bodies and how much Satan worship you've got on your tank or helicopter, and they're riding around playing the most evil death metal you can imagine. Murder, slaughter, Satan. And I mean, that's the type of music, this death metal. We're coming for you, man. You're the power of the fire. Death, 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 death. The tanks and the fire just rolling forward with 666 on them. I mean, I'm not kidding. Can you imagine these third world primitive population in those rural areas of Iraq as the tanks rolled through with 666 and red paint splattered all over it? Skulls adorning? I mean, that's what the bad guys always did. You know, I went and this weekend, took a few hours off and went and saw that movie, sci-fi movie Serenity with my wife. It was pretty action-packed, pretty good movie. I mean, don't take your children, it's violent. But the point is, I like science fiction. I went and saw it. Forgive me. And, you know, the evil people in the movie have skulls and blood all over their spaceships and dead bodies hanging off of them. I mean, you know, that it's just that archetypal image. I mean, the villains in sci-fi movies are how our troops behave. Literally blaring satanic music with 666 all over it. I mean, that is very popular. All right, I'm ranting here. It's just that Bush will veto anti-torture law after Senate revolt. And there's another degenerate who wouldn't do it either. Kansas senator refuses to sign bill banning torture. U.S. Senator Pat Roberts says he doesn't condone torture, but he believes the terror suspects have information that can save innocent American lives. Boy, that is doublespeak. I don't believe in condoning torture, but I think we should do it. One of the most valuable tools we have in getting this information is terrorist fear of the unknown, Roberts, a Kansas Republican who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, told the journal World on Thursday. That's why Roberts was part of a small minority Wednesday to oppose Senate measure banning cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment of prisoners held by U.S. forces. The act passed 99 with strong support from both Democrats and Republicans. I just want to tell the military and the special teams here in the U.S. and all of you something. You will get caught doing this domestically or internationally. You will get in trouble, and your bosses will hang you out to dry. Don't do it. And again, we know, according to major publications, that no major member of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban is at Camp X-Ray at Gitmo in Cuba. We know that when special forces capture generals, colonels in Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, we're talking San Francisco Chronicle AP, folks, they are ordered to release them. And the colonels and generals have even gone public and then been relieved from command in the newspaper going, we have the number one guy, we're ordered to release him. Well, of course you were ordered to release CIA officers. Soldier, you follow orders, boy. This is part of something bigger. But we had them. We had them all. You ordered us to order. In fact, you didn't just order us to release their top general. We had to load them on planes and give them a ride into Pakistan. And then we saw them give them those big crates. And we know what was in those crates. It was gold. What are you doing? Shut up, soldier. It's part of a bigger plan. Little pea brains like you don't need to know about it. Well, little pea brains like you aren't pea brains, and you're beginning to learn and beginning to find out. These are technicians. These Arab terrorists work for the globalists. They have since the 1950s. They were conceived by the New World Order. They were forged by the New World Order. They have been shepherded and nursed and loved and pruned and watered and given light and grown into strong, hateful killers living in lavish compounds with millions of dollars in their Swiss bank accounts. They are merc killers trained in the most elite U.S. bases. And I have all the documents, all the articles, it's all public. And every day, terrorists are about to get us. They'll get us any minute. And they always grab it, literally. Some retarded individual, Hitler did the same thing after the Reichstag, they'll grab somebody who's a low-grade moron who can't even hardly talk, and they will, this is your top mastermind. By the way, even the mainstream news is starting to go, this Al-Zawahiri guy, now they say they've captured, you know, or killed him over 10 times. I mean, every month they capture or kill him again. And so even mainstream blogs and cartoons and news articles are making jokes about it. And you got to ask, why do they lie and not even change the lie? It's a test, because if they can say we killed Goldstein, we captured Goldstein, Goldstein is alive, that happened in 1984. They were always killing this boogeyman. Every problem was caused by him, Goldstein. And he would always pop back up. And Big Brother, on purpose, to train you how to engage in doublethink, you're being trained, see, to accept this. And see, millions of Americans are learning to go, no, he was killed. No, he wasn't killed. He's been captured. No, he wasn't captured. He's been dead 5 times. No, he's been captured 10 times. And then there's never a retraction of, well, was he killed or wasn't he?
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Senate confirmed Alberto, I love torture, Bush is above the law, Gonzalez. They brought up torture to him, and he wouldn't even say it was wrong or say that his memos were evil. He just said, hey, I'll stand behind it. And they said, all right, we confirm you. So I don't completely trust this vote in the Senate. By the way, if Bush vetoes this, they can just have two-thirds of the House and Senate vote on it. If we can get two-thirds of the House to vote on it, then we can get this law in. But I was looking at some analysis of the law, and the reports are that it really just tries to regulate it and define it. So in a way, it's actually codifying it. But I've got to look a little bit more closely at the law. I saw an article analyzing it, and then I went and tried to look at the law and ran out of time this morning. But it looks sneaky right now. But regardless, it's an education that we've got senators going, hey, I don't like torture, but it sure works. No, it doesn't. You can't believe a government that will torture the people. You can't believe confessions that come from torture. Everybody knows that. It is another telltale earmark, signature, wavelength, absolute flag, letting you know without a shadow of a doubt you've got a despotic, corrupt, tyrannical government. I mean, home of the free, land of the brave, where our president goes, I'm going to veto a law just restricting, regulating torture. No, we're in a war. We've been attacked by terrorists. And listen, there was a full court press to legitimize torture long before 9/11. We had written articles about it. I had covered it in documentary films. I mean, I would just be at a 7-Eleven and buy the firearms and weapons of law enforcement. What was that? I think it was the April 2000 issue. I'm going from memory here. It was 5 years ago, but it's somewhere in the stacks. I covered it on air several times. And this is just one example, and I grab it, and I just open it. And there's a big article, just the first thing that opens up. I wasn't even going to buy the magazine. I just, something said pick it up. So I opened it up, and it said, you know, oh, torture is wonderful. We think of it as bad, but America was built on torture, and torture is really good. And here's an example. Smallpox bombs are going to be released. Will you torture the terrorists to get the answers? Obviously, yes, torture is good. A nuke is about to go off, and the terrorist won't tell you the codes. Will you torture him to get the answers? And so they play these little psychological games with you, and that's what cults do. They get you to, you know, get your mind in these weird thought processes and then try to change your moral compass to condition you. I mean, how many real cases are there going to be if they've got the anthrax bombs or they're about to release a nuke on everybody? But it's that same psychology then that I've seen used 1,000 places. Well, what if a bomb's about to go off in a building with 100 Marines in it, and the terrorist won't tell you where the bomb is? Do you torture him? Of course you do. It saves lives. But that isn't what torture is really about. Torture's about terror. Torture's about fear. Torture's about subjugation. Torture's about false confessions. Torture is about submission. I mean, if we're going to buy into this argument that torture's good, then we've got to say that the Nazis were good. They were big proponents of torture. So were the Russians. When they captured soldiers, they would torture them in many cases. So were the Nazis. So we've got to say the Red Terror was good, and we've got to say the Nazis were good. We've got to say that Joseph Mengele was good. But no, that's double think. No, I'm against torture when somebody else does it, but when we do it, it's good. In fact, remember, Saddam Hussein's got to be invaded. He's bad. He's got rape rooms. Rape rooms out at the old airport. Well, yeah, that our government helped pay for in the 80s. I mean, this was our boy. Why, Saddam Hussein tortures people sometimes. He tortures. Bush gave speeches about it, remember? Remember all those speeches? And then our troops move into the very same barracks, take up the same practice, in fact, on a wider scale, and it's good. But then when the people get outraged by some of the milquetoast photos compared to the real photos that were held back by Congress, oh, then we've got to send people to prison. But understand, they go to prison, England and Sergeant Grainer and all of them. But then Alberto Gonzalez gets up there and says, yeah, I wrote memos saying torture people. They, oh, you're confirmed. See how that's doublethink? I mean, it's insane. And then Bush says, I'm not gonna let this stand trying to even restrict me in torture. Torture's good. I'm going to veto you. And then this Kansas senator does the same thing. We'll come back, cover more news, take your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Jim Tucker in the next hour with his Bilderberg diary, over a quarter century of reporting on this criminal organization. It's an amazing historical work. Look, what's happening is that we're all getting acclimated, we're all getting desensitized, we're all getting prepared or jaded by just constant announcements, torture, 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 torture. Okay, they're beating people to death. Okay, they're raping women in front of their husbands and worse. Okay, they're pouring battery acid on people and doing things we can't mention here on air. Okay, they were ordered to do it, but the troops will go to jail, but then the people that ordered them to publicly won't get in trouble and will be promoted. And the president says he's against torture, but he's going to veto a law against torture. And Tommy Thompson is traveling the country saying we all need implantable microchips. And we're going to have a new world order, and we're going to have a Pan-American Union, and we're going to get rid of your borders, and we're going to use troops on the American people to keep you safe. Got to get rid of that federal law. It's a felony, it's illegal. You know, just all of this, every day we hear it over and over and over again until I'm even just getting accustomed to it. I mean, 5 years ago, the stuff that was happening right now, I'd be much more upset, but incrementally we're being prepared. We don't like what's happening. And see, they're carrying out actual psychological warfare tactics. they could have 15 different top boogeymen who they teach you to fear. But notice, right before the Gulf War, Bush actually said, I don't care about bin Laden anymore. Forget about him. He's not a threat. It's Saddam. And they literally moved all of our hatred in the 10 minutes of hate. That's an Orwellian term for those who don't know. Over to Saddam. And then most Americans in major polls believed that bin Laden and Saddam were one and the same. I mean, that's how brainwashed people had gotten. Folks are starting to wake up from it, though, in many respects. And they thought he had attacked us. And he was bin Laden. I mean, there was people calling to talk shows and go, I think we should go over there and get bin Laden and invade. I mean, Saddam. Well, we know bin Laden's being shepherded and protected by him. And total desensitization. And on purpose, they have announced now, I mean, I quit counting. I know it's over 10 times that they've killed and captured al-Zawahiri. Zakari, however you pronounce the idiot's name. And then it tracks back that he's been connected to KGB and CIA in the 80s and 90s and being protected. And you know, this one-legged guy's running around all over three countries at the same time. You know, any time some farmers get mad and fight back against our troops that have just bulldozed their, 500-year-old orchard, every time somebody refuses to go along with something, every time anything happens, it's Al-Qaeda. It's just instantly announced on the news, Al-Qaeda did this, Al-Qaeda did that, Al-Qaeda's behind everything. Then we catch SAS dressed up in big fake beards, running around in turbans and headdresses, you know, shooting with bombs they're trying to plant. Same thing with the Russian government, caught over and over again carrying out bombings and shootings and blaming it on their enemies. Same thing with the Brits. Same thing with our government. Israel's been caught over and over doing it. Red-handed. And I know I talk a lot about this, but it's important. But why do they announce they've killed the same guy? It's over 10 times now. In fact, there's a cartoon by one of these sites that takes pictures of Bush and puts little thought bubbles up. We got it on prisonplanet.com, and I don't have it in front of me, but we really made progress in the war on terror. Yes, we've captured and killed Al-Qaeda's number two man 14 times. And I bring this up to people on talk shows now, and they go, yeah, I do notice. And they never retract, well, okay, if you killed him this time, then what about the last four times? Did you kill him those times? Because you never retracted those. Or they'll capture and kill him in the same week. I mean, last time I counted it up, it was 10 times. I mean, it's now on a monthly basis. Why are they? It's on purpose. They're setting the precedent to say we have never been at war with East Asia, and the next day say we've always been at war with East Asia. They're setting us up to say up is down, down is up, black is white is black, left is right is left. They are training us that 180 is 360. They are training us that just, I'm against torture, but I'm going to veto this because I'm for torture. I mean, look at this Kansas senator, his quote. Like, let me just grab the quote here again. Oh, where is it? It's here in the stack. Oh, here it is. Let me find the quote here. Bush administration pledged yesterday to veto legislation banning the torture of prisoners by U.S. troops after an overwhelming and almost unprecedented revolt of loyalist congressmen. And they've got a quote here by the senator. Find it. I have to read the whole thing to find it. For some reason, I can't find it. The mutiny was the latest setback for an administration facing an increasingly independent and bloody-minded legislature. But it also marked a key moment in Congress's campaign to curtail the huge powers it has granted the White House and so on in its war against freedom, I mean terrorism. A late-night Senate vote saw the measure forbidding torture passed 90-9, with most Republicans backing the measure. Most senators said the Abu Ghraib abuse scandal and similar allegations at the Guantanamo Bay prison regarded the result of foregone conclusion. The administration's own lovey-dovey minion, Bill Frist, supported the amendment. By the way, he was a speaker this year at Bohemian Grove. We got the internal guest list, and not guest list, Lakeside Chat speaker list. So was David Gergen. That's going to be in the new film. The man behind the legislation, Republican Senator John McCain, who was tortured as a prisoner in Vietnam, that's not true. He was in the lavish area because he turncoated. Now, we've had people that were there in the camp with him on the show, by the way. He was very helpful getting information out of our people. The man behind the ledges, I know, but they say he's a hero, so get mad at me. He's a hero. The men that were in there with him, they're not, so just believe McCain. I know. I've actually attacked McCain before and gotten hateful emails. He's an incredible patriot. Yeah, he wants your guns too, you fools. The man behind the legislation, Republican Senator John McCain, was tortured as a prisoner in Vietnam, said the move was backed by Republican American soldiers. His amendment would prohibit the cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment of prisoners in the custody of American Defense Department. Where is that quote? Is that another article where a senator said that? It's driving me crazy. I've got a Kansas senator quote in one of these articles where he says that I voted against it because I don't like torture, but we've got to pressure people. Where is that? Having a... here it is. It's another article, as I thought. Kansas senator refuses to sign bill banning torture. U.S. Senator Pat Roberts, Republican Kansas, says he doesn't condone torture, but he believes that terror suspects have information that can save innocent lives. One of the most valuable tools we have is getting this information is terrorist fear of the unknown. So, I mean, total doublethink. All right. We'll go ahead and take some calls and get back into all the other news. Talk of impending indictments of Lord Rove now in the New York Times. Did it go as high as Bush? We'll find out. And meanwhile, on the heels of that, subway alerts. Oh, the bombers are going to get us. Let's go ahead and talk to our caller in California. Caller, what's your name?
Leandro.
Welcome to the airwaves. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I called your show in a couple of days ago talking about, actually, when the whole Roadrunner thing came up, and you told me to call Roadrunner myself, so I did. And I called the local office here, and they had no clue about what was going on.
Yeah, we've already pretty much put that one to bed. There was an internal DNS problem, which they continually engage in.
Well, my story goes on further, actually. I called them, right, and the national hotline was totally clueless. Then I got transferred to their tech department here in town, and they were totally clueless that day. So I got pissed off, gave up, and talked to my girlfriend. I said, I'm going to cancel the service. So the next day I called back, and they right away knew who I was. And the lady on the phone who answered here in Bright House, she's like, yeah, you're the guy who's calling about InfoWars being blocked from your computer. I'm like, yeah, I guess. She's like, let me transfer you. So she transfers me to the vice president, I guess the regional division for Roadrunner here in town. He gets on the phone, knows who I am. He's like, yeah, InfoWars.com is back up. About an hour ago, we put it back up. And he went off saying that he would have resigned from his job if this were to ever happen again. And the point I'm trying to make is that I think the this whole plan that Time Warner did to censor you backfired in their face. I think that the truth will prevail, and I think that that this actually gave you more publicity because now the vice president here locally is going to check out your website. He even told me he would watch your documentaries.
Well, let me ask you a question.
What's that?
Because I need to. I told you we put this to bed, and so let me just tell you something first.
Okay.
Okay. There was a massive internet outage because Level 3. One of the big peer companies.
They told me that.
And another one of their peers was having a war between each other, and so it shut down about 25% of the net's customers to going to many websites. Now, to be specific, there is another problem Roadrunner has been engaging in for months and months and months, and no one else does it, and that is erasing our DNS numbers. That was going on simultaneously at the same time, and that's why people that were with Level 3 or Cogent, they could still get to our websites, but people with Time Warner couldn't because it was a double whammy. But you're saying that he admitted that, quote, they put it back up there.
Well, he told me that basically that it's back up now, and if they were to ever filter anything, Roadrunner, you know, if he had personal, I guess he's all, if they asked me to filter anything, he's all, I would have resigned from my job.
Well, that's good. I commend him. Thanks for the call, and I appreciate you calling and trying to help with that. But, I think Roadrunner is a good service. I've had DSL. It's not good, at least in my experience. In some areas of the country, in some services, I'm told, it's better. But cable modems are great. And, by and large, I'm not going to sit here and bash them. It's just that they continually erase our DNS number. And I'm not a technical expert or even a novice, but I'm not going to bore you with all of this. But it's a double whammy. There was a deliberate war between two backbone companies. Level 3 shut off access to one of their other customers. The customer isn't even the right word, one of the other tiers. Okay, and then they shut off access to Level 3. And at the same time, though, Time Warner did what they'd done literally 50 times before, but usually only for 12 hours or so. They erased our DNS number out of there. And people say, well, Alex, you should be on, you know, co-located or, you know, multiple server systems around the country. We've done that. And it's too expensive. When you're using 6-plus terabytes, yeah, that's right, folks. More than the Drudge Report uses. He gets a lot more visitors than we do, but he's not media intensive. So when you start using 6 terabytes a month or more, it's technical mumbo-jumbo. We got a lot of news to cover. And I appreciate all your support with the Time Warner thing, but now that's blown over. So thank you so much. Okay, I'll never get to all these calls. I want to move through callers quickly, but I'm so long-winded, it's just never going to happen. I'm trying my best here, folks. Chris, in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex, you evil Christian homeschooling terrorist, you. Hey, by any chance were you or Violet listening to WOAI radio last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you should have heard the whining and moaning and squealing. Remember a year ago you were talking about the Trans-Texas Corridor and all the toll roads and all that stuff? Well, apparently it's going to hit San Antonio. And now there's a website called the TexasTollParty.com or .org.
Yes, Sal Castillo, we've had him on.
Yeah. And they're whining big time in San Antonio. And I felt like calling this guy up. His name is Ben Ferguson, I think his name is. He's just
look, they put the radio readers in 7 years ago.
Really?
That's how, that's how advanced all this is. And every major road will have large sections of it without toll booths, folks, where it transponds and charges you and tracks everywhere you go. And it'll be used for ticketing.
Well, I felt like calling this guy up and saying, hey, have you ever heard of Alex Jones? He was talking about this, you know, ages ago, a year ago. And, the only word that I did not hear come up in the conversation last night, because they were talking about all these corporations and government and all this stuff. It's like, hello, have you ever heard of the word fascism? You know?
Well, by the way, this company that is literally going to be given the roads of Texas, 6,000 miles, and the entire country has 7,000 miles of toll roads right now. Texas will have 6,000 more miles on top of what we're going to get, 2,000 in the cities, 4,000 outside the cities. And it is a foreign EU company. It's a German-Dutch consortium that will literally own the roads, control. They'll have a lease, to be specific. They won't own, but for all its purposes, possession is not against the law. They will lease the roads. What is it, a 20-year deal? And they will literally be able to, and it's going to be, ladies and gentlemen, upwards of $1 per mile in key areas. Inside Austin, we're looking at, what is it, $3,800 now? It's going up, and a couple thousand outside the city. Can you imagine the average family with those type of bills?
That's what they were talking about last night.
But you notice that, you know why they're doing it in Texas? They put in the electronic voting machines. There's not much we can do. All we can do, well, yeah, we don't really have voting in most cities now.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do is have paper ballot recalls of the voting machines themselves. That's why they'll have a poll in Houston, 98% are against it, and the politician goes, I don't care, we're doing it, vote me out, and then the mayor actually laughs at people. It's like Mayor Will Wynn. He actually laughs at Austin. Now, they didn't used to do that. Why do they laugh now? Because we know for a fact the Hart InterCivics machines are a complete fraud.
Unbelievable.
So they were pulling their hair out, huh? But I bet they didn't mention the fact that it'll track you where you go and give you tickets from point to point of your speed. I bet they only mentioned the thousands of dollars in charges.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're completely oblivious and unaware of the fact that they're going to be tracked, traced, ticketed, you know, the whole, I mean, it's just like you said a year ago. You know, I've got a notebook here full of stuff that I've written down over the last year, things that you've said, and You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. I look back at this list and go, oh, my God, everything he said is coming true. You know, it's unreal.
Well, let me tell you, it's not hard to do. I don't have a crystal ball or a Ouija board here.
Listen, before we get to the break, let me share one more with you. The New Mexico State Police has been running this commercial here in New Mexico. They have a program called, listen to this, Tag Your Tot. Okay? They're talking about digital photos, DNA samples, wristbands, and all that. And I thought, you know, the first time I saw that, my jaw hit the floor, and it's like, well, why don't you just, you know, either stick a, mention the fact that you're going to stick a chip in the kid's arm, or, hey, better yet, why don't you just stick a tag on the kid's ear and, you know, teach him to go bah, you know.
Well, you know, that's a national program, and Tommy Thompson is doing a 50-state tour in the next year. He'll be coming to your state. He'll be on the news saying every child needs a chip.
Alex, it's getting scary.
But you have to understand, we're the weirdos because we don't want chips.
Mm.
We're enabling, remember, Andy Rooney said it, by not taking chips, we enable Al-Qaeda. We need to take a chip to prove we're good. Good points, Chris. Thank you.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We got Jim Tucker coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll take calls in this segment and take some more in the next little segment. Continue with the news. I haven't even gotten into all the fake subway alerts and open discussions in the New York Times of Lord Rove being indicted now. The toll-free number to join us, of course, is 800-259-9231. Coming up this Sunday, downtown Austin, Colorado Street, 7 o'clock, Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, movie theater, food, drinks, everything. $8 at the door. It's a great place. You can also buy the tickets online by linking through at InfoWars.com. And it is, last time I checked, almost sold out, that Sunday showing. There are some tickets left. think they're about 70% sold, for the Monday night at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. And that'll be at 7 o'clock. And I'm going to show my new film, The Order of Death, 35. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm already trying to add more to it. I just can't keep my hands off of it. The Order of Death, which really gets into the secret societies that control things, back into the Babylon and Egyptian mystery religions and how it ties in to Bohemian Grove. New footage we got from a courageous gentleman that we call Kyle, who snuck in there this year while he was an employee. Amazing new footage inside the owl, up close of the effigy. Just incredible stuff, never before seen. That's in The Order of Death, and that's 35 minutes. And then we've cut the original Bohemian Grove film down from 125 minutes to about 105 minutes. And cut out, you know, some stuff, made it a little bit shorter, remastered it digitally, better audio, better video, crisper. You know, because we have better computers now to sit there and, you know, blow up the ritual because I was at a distance from it. You know, it's better color correction, just basic stuff like that. You'll be able to come see that this Sunday and this Monday. And then that's it, folks. I'm sure because they're already selling out the theater, they'll ask me to have more showings. And you never know. I might have one where I'm not there. But I just am too busy trying to make another film and do radio interviews and fight the New World Order. So please come out to these two events. I always love the folks who come out and appreciate your support. It's always great to see you, and I'll have all my other books and videos and other titles that we carry there at a table as well. And if you want a signature, which is people want, I don't know why you want it, I'll be glad to give it to you. What do they call those autographs? But I want your autograph, though, as somebody that came out and cares about fighting the New World Order and is involved. Again, this is not about the personality of Alex Jones. At the same time, I'm not going to offer the original Bohemian Grove that's only on VHS. It's going to come out now on DVD and VHS. I'm not going to offer it anymore. The original Bohemian Grove that we've been offering for almost 5 years, you're not going to be able to get it anymore. And we are signing all of the orders that we get right up until we stop offering it in about 3 or 4 weeks. So if you want this collector's item, you need to call toll-free to get it. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the 2-plus-hour original. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Of course, PrisonPlanet.tv members will always be able to watch it. We're going to leave the original up on the web there, plus add the new one and The Order of Death the next week. You'll have a few weeks as PrisonPlanet.tv members where nobody else is able to get it, where the DVD isn't even, you know, mass-produced yet. That's going to happen next week. You'll have time to as members to have that first there at PrisonPlanet.tv. That is The Order of Death and the remastered Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. But the very first people that will get to see it are coming up this Sunday and this Monday. You can also go to Infowars.com and order the original Bohemian Grove via our safe, secure online shopping cart right now. Call toll free to get it, 1-888-253-3139. Take advantage of this. Get the original, which guaranteed will be a collector's edition, the signed ones, from the very limited number. All right, we'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.